This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Here's a pass, Ovechkin scores! The great eight stands side by side with the great one.
Alex Tuck against Johansson. Tuck to the far circle. Walks in. Deke scores! Throws it to traffic in front. Benson a couple of left. Scores! Thompson finds the puck. Tage Thompson's got a breakaway. Takes the pass. Deke scores! Tage TNT Thompson! Geeky loss to Tage Thompson. Empty net!
Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice. Ovechkin fires. Score! The chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL.
What a weekend, huh? Alex Ovechkin and history all combined yesterday as Ovi is now number one in NHL goal scoring history. Right below that on the headlines, the Sabres get a couple of wins on home ice, which was really great. But man, you and I like to talk about offense, Marty. This is the best place to start.
I'm wondering, Duffer, as this plays out. Look, the Washington Capitals don't play until Thursday night. So last night, they had an afternoon game yesterday. So Ovi got back to Washington. We already see the videos of him walking into the restaurant for his party. The hostess brings him two beers. He's got two hands. He's like, woo! So, you know, we had the summer of Ovi when he won the Stanley Cup. I wonder if we're going to get the week of Ovi where we're going to get videos of him just partying for 48 hours. Like, let's get it out of the way. And then, great schedule. You don't have a game until Thursday. Get it out of the way. Party for 48 hours. And I want to see all the videos on social media.
I don't think that would happen. I would think it would have been just last night, but whatever. Capitals are in a good spot. My only thought is, how many games will he play in the five remaining, and will he miraculously get to 50? He needs 8.
Remember,
that's a record.
Get to 900 first, right? He needs 5 for 900. I think that would be unbelievable to say, hey,
he's going to get to 900. The point is he's still tied with Bossy and Gretzky for most 50-goal seasons, and he's come up short on two just heartbreaking occasions, like narrowly missing. Like he's hot. Just pile on here, like try to get to it.
And he had like three seasons, really, like a lockout of 2012, 2013, the COVID season that ended short, and the COVID season that was only 56 games. So there's been three, really, and this year he got hurt. Four. He'd be there already. Four.
He missed, as did every player, the 2004-05 season. He never got to play as a 19-year-old.
Yeah, I guess I don't count that because he wasn't in, but yes. Ever.
Nobody misses that opportunity.
Yeah, you're right.
As he should have 50 more goals.
Dude, he scored 50 goals his first year. He probably could have had at least 40 that year at the very least. So you're right. But what a feat, what an accomplishment. Knowing that he got hot as the Washington Capitals are now losing a little bit, which is interesting. They've lost 5 of 7. And, you know, they all, you know, these cliches are always thrown around, right? Like last year, you know, Toronto was trying to get Matthews his 70th goal. And it's almost like they weren't playing like they should have. And they waited until the last game. They tried. They didn't get it. And then they stumbled into the playoffs. Washington, maybe the same thing. Maybe they were trying to get Ovechkin his, you know, 895 and they've not focused on the right thing. But they have a week and a half to get it figured out. So I think that's great for Ovechkin and Washington that now it's over and now they can focus because as it stands right now, Washington would play Montreal in the first round of playoffs. And Montreal's been pretty hot and pretty consistent of late where, you know, Washington's had their ups and downs. They don't have Logan Thompson. It's like, okay, like Ovi and the gang have to gather themselves and finish the season strong, in my opinion.
Well, I think, I mean, the goaltending is uncontrollable in the sense that, you know, we've looked at it for a while here. Like, obviously, it wasn't very good against Buffalo before Thompson got hurt. And, you know, Lindgren's been pretty average for a long stretch here. But, yeah. Like, to me, the biggest issue right now for them is not having Alexi Protas. Like, that's a – and you had talked about this a few weeks ago, just how consistently – Spencer Carberry's been able to pencil in just about the same lineup, you know, and so change is not easy in this situation, especially when Protas emerged as a 30 goal scorer, but it's more kind of everything else. So yeah, they've got lots of time. I'm not, you know, we've kind of dissected the Capitals significantly for obvious reasons. All that being said, as bullish as I am on them, I wouldn't favor them by more than a hair against Montreal at this point, because Montreal has what they had in 1993. They just happen to have it a little bit earlier as far as the drama is concerned. They've given up 8 goals in the last 5 games. So you're going to give the edge in goaltending, in my opinion, to Montreal at this point.
And you have Ovechkin. I totally understand. Ovechkin, the greatest goal scorer ever. But you put Ovechkin against Nick Suzuki, and I'm like, I'm going to probably pick Suzuki right now in the way that he's been leading his team and Caulfield and, you know, even the Anderson and Gallagher have been really impactful of late and Lane Hudson continues. But I thought this weekend was a trap weekend for the Montreal Canadiens. They played Philly and Nashville. They had lost to Philly the week before. It could have been one of those that, oh, you miss your opportunity. They fall down 1-0 in both games and they come back to win both games. Huge for Montreal. But yeah, I mean, Washington, Montreal in the first round would be, for me, great. But now, the other question is, okay, so if Washington gets the second wild card, which is Montreal, Toronto, if they finish first in the Atlantic, gets the first wild card, who will that be? Ottawa's 2 points back of Florida right now, and Florida's lost 3 in a row, and Florida's only scored, 9 goals in the last 6 games. That's what Florida scored, 9 goals in 6 games. That's not good.
No, yeah, but this is what happens when you take Tkachuk, Barkov, Ekblad out of the lineup. Like, I mean, it's not a – like, what are they going to look like on night one? That's, you know – and this is why you don't make these predictions in small windows, and I get it how dumb it probably sounded 2 minutes ago when I said I might be leaning towards Montreal because I've been all caps all year. So, you know, it's not like I don't have a farm or a house left to bet on this pony. But anyway, like it's just you're living in this little window of time here where one team is clearly playing a lot better than the other. But the whole reason the Caps are going to have home advantage, presumably throughout the entire playoffs, is because of their entire body of work this year. So the Panthers are brutal to watch right now. Like they're
it's been brutal to watch, and you're right. But that's why, like, I go back to the Sabres weekend and the Sabres last month, and I'm thinking, could have been the Montreal Canadiens, where you come in late, you're hot in the playoffs, and you can surprise the team in the first round. You know, yes, 13 games winless streak. That's a tough one to swallow. You know, coming out of the Four Nations faceoff, six, right? Winless. So, like, that's hard. That's hard to have two of those long stretches where you weren't able to get any points. But, like, if the Sabres, the way that they're playing right now and the way that they're constructed with their lines and all three lines, and even Lindy Ruff gave huge credit to Noah Osland, Malenstein, and Lafferty yesterday for the way that they played. I'm like, okay, you get hot at the right moment. As long as you're in the playoffs, you have a chance. And that's why it's like, I'm happy that the Thompson is at 43 and Tuck is scoring and you get the round numbers that we talked on the pregame yesterday. It's awesome. Man, would I want a round number to be 90 points right now? Because if you were 90, like the Ottawa Senators, well, you'd pretty be sitting pretty getting into the playoffs.
Yeah, they only need to win one more and they are in. So that could very well happen tomorrow for them against Columbus, who
I'd take 80 points, Duffer, right now, because you'd be five back of Montreal and with a game in hand, right? I'd take 80.
Yeah. I wouldn't feel too good about that based on where Montreal, how Montreal's going. Yeah. But yes, of course, anything greater than the number right now. I mean, and, you know, it's going to be maddening for the Sabres and for every team in between them and Montreal. But the feel like the heartwarming story of the year was Columbus, and it's just been really, really, really hard to watch. They've got four wins in the last 16. They've been shut out six times in that stretch.
Yeah.
And Ottawa, for all their issues with Buffalo, immediately responded after losing to them and racked up three wins, allowing one goal total in the three games.
So Ullmark played, gave up a goal, played well. Then Forsberg had the shutout on Saturday. Ullmark followed it with on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I think that, look, there's games like that. And Ottawa losing to the Sabres the way that they did was one of those wake up, right? Like, okay, we better not play that way. We traded chances. We we're hoping that we were going to have an easy night. And so they turn around and have three really good games. That was great. The Rangers, well, they got criticized by a couple of longtime, either analysts or legends. Like Dave Maloney on the broadcast says they were brain dead against the New Jersey Devils. And that's not good if you're the Rangers and you're falling way back now of the Montreal Canadiens.
I didn't know. Is this Dave's last season on the Rangers broadcast?
No, I don't think so, because I think that it was Mark Messier that on ESPN also said something to
he's Teflon on a national broadcast. I'm talking specifically about being on a local.
But I mean, so if Messier basically said the same thing as you said, you could say, look, I'm not the only one and the first one that said it. Look at Mess, right? So you're right. Mess, though, is a bit of, he's untouchable in New York, that's for sure.
Bit of a legend. Sabres win twice. They have Carolina tomorrow. Yeah. And I don't know. I can't stop talking about Ovechkin. I really can't. Like,
Carolina is in Washington on Thursday. So they got us, and then they go to Washington. So, Do they kind of – like Carolina's been weird. They lost to Boston a bad game. And, they can flip around and play well. It's been a weird season for Carolina, a really weird season in Carolina, and the Sabres have them tomorrow.
Yes, and as we know, for the last almost 10 years, it's been difficult. It's been impossible for them to win in Carolina. At least they've been able to get some victories against them on home ice here in the last few years. Again, I'm going to go back to Ovechkin, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Who did you see amidst the celebration, or who did you hear speak passionately, emotionally, eloquently? Give me something, because you are like an intense observer of the game, but obviously specific moments. I'm curious, like, who or what stood out to you little things that you witnessed?
A few things. Dylan Strome in the celebration, he was bopping, and you saw the number 17. Yeah, maybe that's the camera angle, but he was having more fun than anybody else. John Carlson, like, Ovi was diving. He grabbed him and pulled him up, like, stand up, we're celebrating. But the clip before, Ovi was mic'd up, and he said to John Carlson, he goes, I'm going to give you the puck. You give it back to me here. And it wasn't exactly like that, but it's the mind, right? I thought that was awesome. Tom Wilson had some good words after the game in the locker room. You know, for all the hate that I've kind of, like, look at Wilson, and, you know, he's a pain to play against, and he's done some things that were borderline. I really like the way that he's playing and what that's done for Washington and the maturity that he's shown. That was awesome. Wayne was funny. When Wayne started his speech by saying, I'm so glad we're not at the NASA Coliseum because, man, did I lose a lot of game there. Well, yeah, it was Fort Never Lose, right, for the New York Islanders at NASA. So Wayne was good. I felt like it was well done. And it wasn't too long. It was well done. I love that I got to hear both the TV call on the Washington call, but also don't forget the radio guys, right? And you know, those two, you know, in Washington have been there for a long time. So it's great to hear. I thought that was good. One thing that I saw, Duffer, during, I think it was Saturday, so the NCAA Women's Final Four game was Saturday afternoon, I think. They have a secondary broadcast with Taurasi and somebody else. Anyway, they were talking about how they played in Russia years ago before the, you know, they came and played WNBA, whatever. They played in Russia, and they're like, we had this president of our Russian basketball league that was, you know, this lady, and she had a, you know, boys that played hockey, and our youngest was really, really good. We called him Sasha. But it was President Ovechkin. Alex Ovechkin's mom was the president of the basketball, women's basketball league over there. And they had met Ovechkin as a young kid, and they used to call him Sasha, which is Alexander's nickname in Russia. Mm-hmm. And it was cool to know that even back when they were playing basketball in Russia, these girls knew who Alex Ovechkin was as a youngster. It was really cool. I thought that, you know, went across all sports and went across everything.
Mm-hmm. I went back and, I mean,
it's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
should have been watching it on the Caps broadcast on Monumental the whole time. But, you know, habits, and just turned on TNT, whatever. But I went back and watched, you know, how it all unfolded and went down on Monumental. And man, was it good. It was, you know, the fact that we're only 8 days removed pretty much from, or less than 2 weeks removed from Craig Laughlin returning to the broadcast, you know, which everybody was wanting and hoping for, that he would recover from his heart procedure and be able to get back in the booth in time for this milestone moment. But like Joe Beninati and Craig Laughlin reinforce the power of local. They are so good together. They are so consistent. And you know, probably, I would say, I wasn't timing it, but let's say 2 or 3 minutes after the goal had happened, and they're talking over all these incredible little moments, right? And their camera angle was a little different of Ovi than what you were seeing on the national broadcast.
Yeah.
And Locker kind of breaks at one moment, and you can feel the tears coming.
Yeah.
And not because of where he's been, but the gratitude of, and him saying, I can't believe that we're seeing this. Like, nobody thought this was ever going to happen, right? And he said, like, Joe, we were there for the first goal. Yeah. And we have been with, like, and that really reinforced, you don't have this a lot. Exact same play-by-play, exact same analyst over the course of this historic, unprecedented career of Alex Ovechkin. It was so cool. But then on top of it, third member of the broadcast, if you will, Al Kokin, Smokin' Al, he's in the booth, in one of the suites, and he's interviewing TJ Oshie.
Yeah.
And if you've ever had the chance to be around TJ from his first year to the entirety of his career, he is so thoughtful. And he cares, and he gives you the time. And Al's interview with him, and how he said, you know, like, I'm sitting here on injured reserve trying to imagine how Ovi has been able to maintain his health for this consistency for so long. And it was heartbreaking. Not that Oshie was wanting anyone's sympathy in the moment, but it was like, wow. Like, when you consider the Backstrom and Oshie, and obviously we see that in the acknowledgement from Ovechkin to them. But I was like, you know, for all the kind of walk-off or sideline interviews in all sports that we watch that sometimes just don't quite register, don't quite hit home the way you would want, I was like, thank you, TJ Oshie. Like, he just perfectly captured the moment.
Yeah, that was great when Ovi was like, I love you guys, and he's pointed to them in the suite. That was, we did it. It wasn't I did it. It was we did it, right? Mm-hmm. It was two, Oshie and Backstrom, and I mean, Backy and Ovi are a duo, and that's why he's on his life insurance policy. But no, and so you mentioned, you know, like, being with Ovi from the first goal, and Craig Laughlin and Joe Beninati were there. Interestingly enough, I went back to look at the box score from that first game. Ovi's first game, he scored 2 goals. So it was at home against the Columbus Blue Jackets. And his first goal in the second period was assisted by former Sabres, a guy that came in when I got traded.
Yeah, I heard this the other day.
Daniel Zubrus.
Yeah.
And now we saw him on Saturday morning. I was at the morning skate, assistant coach with the Tampa Bay Lightning, Jeff Halpern. Mm-hmm. And then later in the game, Ovi scored his second NHL goal, assisted by Jeff Halpern. And my brother, Matthew Biron, was assisting on Ovi's second ever goal.
And you were the victim of his 15th.
His 15th goal, and four more, three more after that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the story, I tell it all the time. I'll tell it again. My brother scored 3 straight power play goals at right before Christmas from the one-timer inside the circles. And then they showed up to practice the next 3 straight games. He got power play goal, power play goal, power play goal. Shows up a couple of days later to practice. They are doing power play practice. And 34 is not in the spot. It's 8 there. So he went to Glenn Hanlon, who was the coach, and he said, hey, anything like I need to do better? He's thinking, what, you want me to score 5 goals in 3 games instead of 3 goals in 3 games? And he goes, no, we just like feel like maybe that would be a good spot for Ovechkin to get to that spot and get the one-timer. And then Ovi scored in consecutive games on the power play. My brother said, I never saw the power play again. It was Ovi's spot, and I never saw it again. But that was great. And also, just because you mentioned the power of local coverage and local media and regional coverage, that's great on, you know, the fact that there was that emotion attached to you're on that ride, right? If you're national, you're still going to be able to do it justice, but it's not the same ride. Dawn Staley, she's the head coach of the women's South Carolina basketball team that lost to UConn. And after a press conference, after they lost, she took like 5 minutes to thank the local reporters, the beat reporters that followed them all year. And she goes, I have said no so many times to the national media because they don't know us like you guys know us. They've not followed us like you guys have followed us. They've not been there at practice. They've not been there on the road. They've not been there in the summer when we're training. You guys have been there, and I want to thank you, thank you, thank you for the coverage. If we had coverage like this, we like the women's basketball, you know, college scene would be so far ahead. She spent time thanking them, which is the same thing. Like, I feel like we, you know, sometimes maybe to our fault, we get, you know, close to the team we follow because we don't want to be fans, but we want them to achieve good things. And I felt like that showed really well in Washington, but it goes on with the same thing Dawn Staley said over the weekend. Mm-hmm.
There's so many, it's impossible to recap all the great things said, whether it be on a national level or local level. I will say, as that Capitals broadcast went along amidst that, I'm pretty sure it was Locker that said at one point, and it was funny because you and I had just been talking yesterday because of this incredible tear that Pasternak has been on and the number of hat tricks he's had in his career. And then we looked at Wayne's hat tricks and Mario's hat tricks and Ovi's hat tricks. And that is scoring in volume, right? And that's what allows you to get to a number like 895. But Locker said that Ovi has scored at least one goal in something like 670 games. And you're just like, what? Like, that is such a, when you think that 500 total goals is such a historic benchmark, and obviously anybody who gets that has a bunch of 2 and 3 goal games. But in almost 700 games, Ovechkin has scored a goal, let alone 2, 3, 4. It was
worth the price of admission, right? Like, the odds of you buying a ticket to go see Ovi and him scoring were like definitely on your side. Like, you wanted to see him score, and he gave the fans that.
How about this? NHL stats said that with his run of 6 goals in 5 games here this week, he is now guaranteed to finish the season no worse than 0.64 goals per game, which is the rate he scored at in his rookie season.
It's better than his rate over his career. He's 0.60 over his career. He's 0.67 or 0.68, close to it right now. But if he doesn't score another goal, he'll be at 0.64, which will be better than his career average, and the same that when he scored 50 in his rookie year. Like, that is insane. And I think that's why, like, you hear messages around the world. Like, LeBron James had a message, and Sidney Crosby had a message, and Tom Brady had a message, and it was incredible to hear and see. Katie Ledecky, she was like, I remember seeing your first goal. I was at that game as a kid, because they had season tickets in Washington. like incredible, the athletes that, but they all say the same thing, to do it. And for as long as you've done it, and now in this season, to do it at the level you've been doing it, like even the greatest athletes have a hard time comprehending what Ovechkin has done this year.
Really, really, really quick, on behalf of producer Jeff, could this have gone better?
No. And I wanted him to do it at home in front of his fans, but there was a ton of Washington fans in that building. The Islanders fans supported it. But he tied it at home, beat it on the road against a goalie he had never beat. It was kind of like a lot of storylines there. And now I think they're going to do a big ceremony in Washington before next game to celebrate it. But other than if he had scored it at home, I think this is about as good as it, no offside challenge, no goalie interference challenge, no nothing like that, like no empty net, like... Yeah, it went about as well as it could have been.
All right, we'll take a timeout on the Ovi talk and put it back not only on the Sabres, but across the NHL when we continue here on the Monday edition of Sabres Live. Good news on the farm as well. Rochester, as Konstantelainis had a big weekend, Bandits got a win as well. Fan Appreciation Night coming up for the Sabres. It's April 17th as Philadelphia is going to be in town. We have the opportunity for you to receive Jason Zucker's game-worn jersey on the ice after the game. Visit sabres.com/jersey to win. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.